So let's now look at commencement, the start of businesses. We've looked at the current year basis, which is ultimately what we're going to get to. But there's some added complication when a business starts. So the rules are that over the life of the business, all profits should be taxed, and all profits will be taxed only once. And although that won't look obvious in this module, in later modules we'll look at how we deal with that. And there should be an assessment for each tax year. So every tax year needs an assessment. We can't skip years. So if the business starts in the 16-17 tax year, then we need an assessment for 16-17, 17-18, 18-19. We can't leave gaps. Every year needs an assessment. So let's look at how we do that. The first year is really simple. It's from the date of commencement of the business to the 5th of April following that. Really, really simple. First year, date of commencement to the 5th of April. The second year is where we get a bit of complication and we need to ask ourselves a couple of questions about the accounts. So first we need to ask ourselves, is there a set of accounts that ends in the second tax year? And then we need to ask ourselves, is that for at least 12 months? Depending on what we answer to these questions, depends on how we deal with it. So, for example, if there is not a set of accounts that ends in the second tax year, then we use the actual fiscal year. We use the 6th of April to the 5th of April. If there is a set of accounts that end in that tax year, then we need to ask ourselves the second question. Is it for at least 12 months? If it's not for at least 12 months, then we use the first 12 months of trading from the date of commencement for a period of 12 months. If we do have a set of accounts that end in the second tax year and it is for at least 12 months, then we use the 12 months to the accounting date and we end up in our current year basis. And as of year 3, we'll be in the current year basis. So, let's look at a worked example. I know it sounds complicated. Let's look at a worked example. So Clive starts a business on the 1st of November 2016 and he prepares his accounts to the 31st of October each year. His taxable profits were, the year ended 31st of October 17 were £18,000 and the year ended 31st of October 18 were, £18,000 were £30,000. So, let's plot Clive's journey. He started the business in November 16. He ends his first year in October 17 and the second year 31st of October 18. So, remember we said the first year is from the date of commencement up to the 5th of April. So it's from November 16 to the following 5th of April 17. And that is the 16-17 tax year. Okay. Now we need to ask ourselves the two questions. Is there a set of accounts that end in the second tax year? So, remember the first tax year is 16-17. So is there a set of accounts that end in the 17-18 tax year? And the answer to that is yes, there is. It's that one there, the 31st of October 2017. That is in the 17-18 tax year. Is it for at least 12 months? Well, he started the business in November 16 and he ended the first year on the 31st of October 17. So yes, it is for 12 months. So with Clive, we're now on the current year basis. So his next year, the 17-18 tax year, includes everything from the 1st of November 16 to the 31st of October 17. And then the 18-19 tax year is everything from the 31st of October 17 to the 31st of October 18. Now you'll remember I said that all profits need to be taxed and all profits need to be taxed once, but we can see from this that we've taxed the profits from the 1st of November 16 to the 5th of April 17 twice. We've taxed them in the 16-17 tax year, and we've taxed them again in the 17-18 tax year. And in next module, we'll look at how we deal with that. This one, we're only focusing on how the actual time spans work for these years. So Clive started his business the 1st of November 16, and he prepared his accounts the 31st of October. Got his profits there, and let's just work out how he was assessed. So remember we said the 16-17 tax year was assessed from the 1st of November, the date of commencement, to the following 5th of April. Okay, so we didn't have a year that ends on the 5th of April, so we need to extract that assessment from one of the tax years. So where does the 1st of November 16 to the 5th of April 17 taxes live? They live in that year ended the 31st of October 2017. It's a period of 5 of those 12 months. So we need to extract 5/12 of the 18,000, the 7,500, which is going to be the assessment for this year. 17-18 tax year. Remember, we answered the questions, we're on current year basis, so it's everything from the 1st of November 16, the date of commencement, right through to the end of that first year, the 31st of October 17, the £18,000, and for the 18-19 tax year, it's the 1st of November 17 to the 31st of October 18, the £30,000. Now, I appreciate that this is probably more complex than the recent modules that we've done, and it does take a bit of time to get your head round, so try to draw the timelines, working out what financial year, what tax year things are ending in, and the timeline of the business when you're looking at the questions in much the same way we did through this example. I've got a question for you to try. So Mary starts her business on the 1st of January 17, and she prepares her accounts to the 31st of July each year. Taxable profits are as follows. 31st of July 17, she made £7,000, and 31st of July 18, she made £24,000. So remember, first year, date of commencement to the 5th of April, and then ask yourself the two questions for the second year, and determine what to do based on the answers to that question. The answers to the question can be found below the video.